There it is.
Well, you don't know your own theme song?
You don't know. That's the team song.
Let's just sing it like that. That's the team theme song. You sing it as a
team.
The
team song.
Don't ever say those things again.
We're back.
Episode 25.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Trente Cinco. Oh, I don't know.
So do you remember Welcome Back, Cotter, or you don't?
No, once you said it, I kind of remembered it, but no.
It's with Vinnie Barbarino.
Yeah, I know who Vinnie Barbarino is, it's but Degata. Welcome Back, Cotter. I totally forgot that was what it was.
I feel like the show is terrible, but like those voices are so distinct.
You know, I'd probably know it if I saw it. I just didn't have cable for a long time, so I didn't see it.
Vinnie Barbarino.
Yeah. But Vinnie Barbarino is John Travolta.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay, that I know. Because I get...
I was waiting for what you were going to say.
Vinnie Barbarino.
I was like,
no, but what's the thing where he like
sings...
Who's
she going to think this is?
What's the one where he sings in the sketch? Ba, 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 ba. No, you know what I'm saying, right?
No. Okay. I'm off board now. No,
Vinnie
no
Barbarino
idea.
Is with John Travolta. That I know.
Okay.
So he's the teacher?
No.
Oh.
He was just a student.
He's a student, but he acts out?
I don't, yeah, he's, they're all like delinquent students. I don't really remember the show that well. I just remember like their voices and like him, them all being really annoying.
Right.
Like even the teacher. And I'm like, why? I don't know.
Why
it's
is this a show?
Every character was unlikable, basically.
That's like every show. That's like humanity.
That is like every show. It's like every show it has, I mean, Always Sunny, Seinfeld, every character is unlikable.
But yes.
There's different ways of doing it. I'm just saying.
And there's a way where you're like, oh, they're unlikable, but it's funny. I can get behind Seinfeld
true.
And it's Always Sunny because I'm like, gosh, this is atrocious. They're such terrible
people,
but it's so funny.
It's funny. I don't know. There's, of course.
An affable hatred.
But there's, it's, what do you call it? Like a mold for a show. Mm-hmm. It's like, I have a bunch of unlikable characters doing terrible things.
It's a template.
And it's funny.
Right. Absolutely.
I mean, it's not always... I mean,
so every episode is the first day of school, and so it starts in kindergarten, and then the next episode is first grade, and then the third episode is...
Pretty sure they're in high school.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Welcome back, Mr. Cotter.
That was Welcome Back, just because we're back.
How many seasons could that have,
back.
Possibly?
We're Welcome Back, Cotters.
Welcome back to the Cotters.
We've been busy mostly traveling and camping,
mm-hmm.
like all throughout Colorado. We spent all summer doing that, just every week we could get out. Our work weekend or whatever.
Once we were off, we would go out and go into the mountains.
And we did all kinds of, I mean, pretty much everywhere in Colorado that we hadn't been already.
Mm-hmm.
So all these like little mountain towns, all like the different like scenic byways, campsites, just all throughout Colorado. We pretty much spent the whole summer just doing that and hiking and biking.
We started in State Forest State Park. And then that was the moose capital of Colorado. And we went there and we saw the most wildlife that we've ever seen before in a single
fox.
Setting. We saw a red fox. A red fox. We saw a red
we
fox.
We saw a red fox running around the woods. We saw a lot of animals.
Speaking of shows from the 70s and 60s.
But yeah, we've been traveling, working, just working our work weeks. And... We had a big trip back east to
New York.
To New York. We went to our friend Caitlin's wedding. We
mm-hmm.
got to see family, and we were checking out towns in the Berkshires to move.
We were looking at towns in western Massachusetts, looking to move there.
If you don't know what the Berkshires is, we can't talk, okay?
If you don't know about the Berkshires, you got to back off. I'm a wicked hard fan of the Berkshires. So if you can't get on my side... I love the Patriots. I love Grinders.
I love
tea parties. I don't know anything that's from Massachusetts.
I like Red Bricks.
Red Bricks. People named Sam and Adams.
We made some videos.
Harvard.
Those have been periodic. But since we haven't done a podcast in over a year, I think
we
were just like kind of just got busy. And then we stopped last summer to do the same thing. We traveled a lot, and then we just never got back into it. But we made a bunch of videos over the last year.
A few factors.
Those will all be on the website and stuff. So if anybody hasn't been keeping track, we have been keeping track.
We've been keeping track for you. We didn't derail. So, you know, yeah, we've just been...
Have you met Trax?
Oh, have you met Trax? Making little videos, like just... just trying to stay active some point, but we kind of just shifted our focus to traveling and like working and saving money and like making goals and stuff. And now Lou and Tracy live downstairs. So we kind of like moved our podcast a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't,
we just had a little bit of a living situation change, which is totally cool. And that was, you know, a little bit of a pause.
But that's, I mean, that pretty much sums up what we've been doing, I guess, for over the last year since the last podcast. If that was the last time you heard our voices, for whoever made, we met that couple in Massachusetts and I told them about it. I was like, oh, we have a podcast.
He was, he was so excited. He was such a dad about it.
He like wrote it down and because we never, we didn't carry our business cards anymore. But we haven't in a long time because we haven't done a cast in a while.
No cast. We've been out cast. We had to get our cast.
We had to get our cast cut off, so we had to go to the doctor, and they had to bring out the cast saw.
Recast. And then...
What?
No, I don't. I was trying to relate the word pod to putting it back there.
Ah, forget it.
No, I know. I backpedaled from that pretty quickly. So now we're back into the cast. Back into the cast.
So our new thing is we created a air hockey championship. That's the new thing. Well, I don't have any transition music. That's my favorite part.
We are unable to hook up our drum pad at this time, but that is okay because we can still describe to you the sound effects.
Yeah!
We all have them in our hearts.
Come
on.
Come on. I missed the drum pad, but
that's okay. We'll get it back.
I'm going to work on it, see if I can get it going again.
This is a little bit of a grassroots version of Finish Each Other's Sandwiches.
This is the acoustic sessions.
This is the unplugged version, except we're plugged in. Okay.
The only thing that's different is we don't have this stupid drum pad that I love.
No, it's the best part. Love that drum pad. We quote the sounds of this drum pad to ourselves in public. Like, it's
anyway,
just sounds.
We moved on. But anyway, so our new thing is our new thing isn't wrestling. We've been watching wrestling fucking religiously for like a year and a half now.
Ooh.
Not healthily. What is that?
Unhealthily?
How do you say that?
Obsessive level? No, we watch it.
We watch a lot of wrestling, like, but that's because there's a lot to watch. Yeah. It's not like I'm asking for more. Mm-hmm. It's like I constantly feel like I have to be catching up to like what I've missed.
Right. If this was like a relationship status on Facebook, it'd be like it's complicated because we're really involved with them, but we get so mad at it and we're like, forget it. We're not going to watch wrestling anymore.
It's
and we're like, but girl, you so sweet. Like we keep going back. Like they drunk text us in the middle of the night. We're like, okay, fine. We watch a good Raw and they were like, okay, just this one time. And then we go back to them and then we're like, why are we watching this? This is terrible.
I feel like I remember specifically my stepmom, Sue, would record.
Susan Cronin.
Would record soap operas, the daytime soap operas.
Right.
But like for hours, it's on all day. And there's several of them on several channels.
And they've been on for like 30 years.
All. Yes. And I was just like, how do you ever catch up with all of these hours and hours and hours that you record? She's like, I don't. She's like, every once in a while, I kind of watch. Because she's never been like, you know, she can't just sit in front of the TV.
Yeah, she's not a couch potato.
She's not. Like, she's taking care of the kids. She's working. Like, it's not like but she wants to.
Yeah.
So she like pretends like she's like, oh, I'll record it and I'll watch it later. But she doesn't. She doesn't catch up. So I'm like, it's not realistic to imagine like it. If you really break it down, especially now, like they did the stupid brand split with wrestling, it's like Raw is 3 hours, SmackDown's 2 hours, then there's pay-per-views every other week now, like every 2 weeks,
and
there's a pay-per-view,
the shows,
which are 3 hours,
right?
And then there's like pre-shows, kickoff shows, there's
Talking Smack, which is after SmackDown.
I'm telling you, it's ridiculous how much there is to watch, so like we can't, there's no way unless you literally... That's all you want to watch ever is wrestling, is then you could probably fit it in, but then you'd have to give up any other hobbies you had.
Right, like talking to girls. But I mean like...
Talking
smack to girls. Smacking girls. What? Okay. But talking and smacking girls. Don't do that.
Smacking girls.
Don't do that. Whacking them, smacking them.
Racking them. So we made a belt. So to go back to wrestling and air hockey, we made a belt that is... We just bought a kid's version of the Intercontinental belt, and we, because I looked at it, I'm like, it's got a globe on it that's probably the same size as an air hockey puck, and lo and behold, it is. It fits it exactly.
It's the Intercontinental Championship belt for WWE, and we transformed it to be the air hockey championship for Finish Each Other Sandwiches. Little backstory, like, my husband and I are really competitive. But like, we have fun with it, but we're also super competitive.
We play games all the time. Pretty much on the daily, there's some sort of game happens, either a board game or
mind games.
I guess
Hunger Games.
I guess I also was gonna say like card games, and like dice games. But essentially, they all are in boxes. Like, I don't know.
But anyway, so we were. I told him how, like, I thought I was really good at air hockey. And then we were playing, and he's like, I can't beat you. Like, this is, like, I can't beat you. You're really good at
it. Okay, well, I've been playing air hockey.
I'm not trying to talk down to you.
Most of my life. And my dad was always, like, the one that was really good at it, and he always beat me. But, like, I would always try harder to beat him. So, like, I got good at it, and I'd beat all my friends, and I'd beat anybody else. But I can never fucking beat my dad. He was always, like, the best air hockey player.
Yes.
And I think I beat him one or like once or twice, like a lucky game. Like I got off, like I won. And but I didn't play it that long. I didn't play it all the time. It was just like whenever I did, I got really serious about it because I was like, no, I want to get good. I want to beat my dad.
Of course.
And I have, but like he's definitely beat me like 100 times, and I've only beaten him twice. Like, so it's like I don't really count it. Like, I've never gotten better than him, which is like something that I was always like, I want to be better at.
You strived for that.
And then you had a very similar story where your uncle was really good at it. And so you always tried to...
I practiced at like summer camp and like beat all the boys and like tried to be really, really good at it.
So it's like, it's funny because like if you were to make a movie, like it's like there's
two separate Rocky movies.
Right. It's like we're both the same character coming up. There's no bad guy in the situation.
No.
Like it's not like there's
one
guy. We're
both good-hearted. Right. And it's like, oh, I'm just really trying to better myself. It's like, cool.
It's the underdog against the underdog, but it's like the same story.
Except when we came together, you were the underdog because I'm so much better.
Like if the Karate Kid, if the blonde kid... Yeah. Had the exact same story as the Karate Kid.
If there were two Ralph Macchio,
and they both came in, so we're both Ralph Macchio in this story.
Yeah,
but so we
and our uncle and dad are Mr. Miyagi.
Yeah, and we're just trying to beat them. So we made a belt, and now we're gonna just have a tournament. So we're gonna play each other. And whoever wins the best, I think out of five, we said would win the title, and then we'll probably do it again, and then. Go
rematch.
You know, there might be, if anybody else though wants to play, I thought about this. It's like once we kind of like go back and forth, like it's gonna get boring if it's just the two of us.
Yeah.
So we should extend a
challenge. Yes.
To whoever, like whoever becomes the champion should then have to defend it against anybody that is willing to play them.
Right.
Like it'll become an open challenge.
Like
belt.
When Seth Rollins did that when he had the belt and then he asked.
John Cena does it.
He
does it with
that's
the U.S.
Right,
belt.
That's right,
he's
that's
always
right.
the open challenge kind of guy.
So if anybody wants to challenge me.
So you.
Or
you. Didn't win it yet.
I mean, but just to give you a heads up, I'm probably going to win. So if anybody wants to challenge
me. We'll see. We are pretty evenly matched because we have the same story. We're the same character.
Yeah.
We just tie and nobody wins. And then like it's like the same ending to the movie where everybody's just happy, but like it just tied. Nobody won.
Oh, it's a draw. That's okay.
It's a draw. Everybody wins.
Everybody wins. No, that would never fucking fly.
No,
let me
it would
tell
never,
you that.
Never fly.
No,
it would never McFly.
No, it would never Marty McFly on me. Nope. So we made this belt and we cut some promos and we have
this isn't a participation trophy. This is the fucking championship.
I know. Yeah. Did you see that fake plated gold? Okay. And we spray painted the puck. We have a picture.
We stole the puck from Dave and Buster's, by the way. Because Dave and Buster's has garbage air hockey tables.
Garbage air hockey tables.
So we took it from there. I was like, fuck, no, I'm taking that. I'm not buying an air hockey puck. I'm stealing it from a shitty table so that nobody can play on this terrible table.
So we had actually planned on having the championship yesterday, and it was our first night off or whatever. And
that's
so we're like, what's that?
That could have been useful to me yesterday.
Yesterday? I know that they were Triscuits. I could have shared them with you.
That doesn't put the delicious Triscuit crackers in my stomach, does it?
Does it? we were like, okay, let's. We got like all hyped up. We stayed hyped. We don't get hyped. We stay hyped. We got hyped up and we were like, all right, let's go play air hockey. We'll go to GameWorks because GameWorks is this new place in town that's sort of like a low, not like a Dave and Buster's.
It's like a Dave and Buster's.
It's like a low scale Dave Buster's, but to me, it's more of like an arcade because there's like a tiny
bar. It is just
bar,
games.
But it's mostly games. To me, that's like where I would have hung out if I was a kid. Except smaller.
It is very Dave and Buster's, but it doesn't have like the whole food section.
It's like B- Dave Buster's.
Yeah.
But
Dave and Buster's. Better. tables.
They do. They have really good tables. They're newer tables. So we knew we would go there to do the championship. And so we went out there all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and, like, went to go. We hooked up the GoPro. We both had our uniforms on, our outfits.
They're uniforms.
I know.
I had my leather jacket, and you have your denim jacket.
I had my better superior outfit, and he had something on. I don't remember. And I cut my promo of me coming out, and then he came out, and then we realized that the air hockey table was turned off.
Yeah.
And I got the teenagers that were working there.
Yeah, everybody's incompetent. That works anywhere.
So we weren't able to go there, so we thought, okay, maybe we'll go to this other place that's, like, up north of us, and they had an air hockey table, but it was a four-person air hockey table.
It's the Mr. Pac-Man.
Which is always offered as an alternative to me, but why? Okay.
Is it Mr. Pac-Man?
There is also a Mrs. Pac-Man. Well,
there's Mrs. Pac-Man, and then there's just Pac-Man. Why doesn't he have a title?
Well, he became a Mr. when he got a Mrs.
But he's only Mr. Pac-Man in Mrs. Pac-Man. In regular Pac-Man.
So then it's just Pac-Man.
He's just Pac-Man.
Right. He's the Bachelor Pac-Man.
Oh, okay.
In conjunction to his wife, he is Mr.
That's true.
He is the Mr. to his Mrs.
Ms. Pac-Man is the sequel to Pac-Man, so I could understand why then he then got married.
It's like an ex. Yeah.
And then there's Pac-Man Jr., who's the baby.
Ew, how does that happen?
I don't know.
I didn't know about that. I wish I had never known about that. I wish you had never told me that.
I thought it was in the story of Ms. Pac-Man. All right, we're getting off
topic. I don't know the anthology of Mr. and Mrs.
So
Pac-Man.
What happened was we went to go play at GameWorks, and the table didn't work. Then we went to Fat Cats, which is like 20 minutes north of us. And we're like, you know, we've never been there. Like, you know, it's kind of like a Dave & Buster's. Let's try that. Because we already know Dave & Buster's is garbage.
And I called, and they said, yes, air hockey table.
But they had the stupid Pac-Man one, which is four-player, and it has, like, a bunch of little tiny discs. Anyway, it's garbage. It's not air hockey.
They offered it to me like it was an equal solution. And I'm like, why? Okay, so you're like, oh, play tennis or play football with a huge field. Like, no, that's not even close to being the same thing.
I know it's supposed to be a game, but we're taking this serious.
Pissing me off.
So then we were like, all right, well, there is a Dave & Buster's across the street. Let's just see if this particular Dave & Buster's maybe doesn't have garbage tables. Wrong. They have garbage tables.
I know this because two men were in the middle of their game, which they were terrible at, and they were like flicking the puck back and forth to each other, and I put my hand over the table and I felt the kiss of a blowing a kiss worth of air on my hand.
I know. I want powerful air. Anyway, so then we basically gave up. I'm like, okay, well,
we'll go home.
We'll just go home. But we stopped like one more place. I was like, you know what? There's this dive bar and it's right next to an arcade.
It was listed as the best place for air hockey, but only that they had an air hockey table, not necessarily known for its air hockey.
Right. They just had an air hockey table. And I'm like, all right, well, let's just go in and see what it's like. I already am like done. Like, I'm stressed out from trying to find a fucking air hockey table.
We were hungry.
And so we went in and there it was. It was a decent table. And it was in a dive bar on Colfax. And we're like, fuck it. Like, this might be where we have to play. But we were like, at that point, we just, like, let's play a game on it, see how it feels. And we tried it out, did a dark match.
I won them. I won them, but it was a dark match. But no, I mean, I won them. But that's okay.
You won the first one, and then we played again. I won.
Well, he got the second point.
But that's all right.
Hitting it in there for
anyway.
Him.
So now we found our table.
Yes.
After a night of trying to find a table.
Right.
And
the Knights round table.
We'll
the Knights of the round table.
We'll record it. I mean, hopefully we can record it, because the thing was at the game one of GameWorks, I stuck the GoPro like on that like arch that was over it.
Right.
And the one in Sancho's doesn't have an arch. So I'm going to have to put it on the table itself.
Or,
and I don't think it's wide enough to get that shot.
Perhaps you could put it on the wall against
that
the
might
other side,
work.
Facing outwards towards
that
the bar
work.
Itself. I mean, the only thing would be that we're in a bar, and hopefully
they won't care.
They're not going to care. So let me just describe
Sancho's
it. Sancho's
is the Grateful Dead bar.
Yes,
that's really
is.
All you
They're
need to
be
know.
Like, what?
Yeah, it's all you need to know.
Well,
it's a Grateful Dead bar.
Yeah, so nobody cares. We were definitely the most hyped up people there. Everyone else is like nonchalantly playing everything, and we were like, fuck.
Yeah. So we found the table that we want to use, and then we cut promos and stuff just for fun, literally, because we love wrestling so much. And then we are only good at air hockey. I think we're both good at a lot of things. We both have hobbies and skills and stuff like that. But I think this is the only thing that we're both equally good at that's a competitive thing that we can, like, actually
size each other up
right
on.
It's like we can actually have a contest
yes.
with, because like I mean, I would make a Catan belt, but we can't play with two people. Like, if,
right.
Like, I'll make one if we have, like, more people that play Catan all the time. Right. Like, I would make a Catan belt. Yes. And I bet everybody would have fun with that. But this is something that I'm like, we know me and you can just do it.
Two-player.
Because we know what happens when right. we have to rely on other people.
I know.
Nothing goes right. Nothing happens. So yeah. we can only depend on each other. And so that's for – therefore, we are playing the Air Hockey Championship, and we're excited about it.
We're excited. And I'm the heel, and he's the face. And, right.
Because I'm terrible on the – like, I can't – I'm good on the mic – behind the scenes, but if, as soon as you put a camera on me, I turn into like a little kid. I just don't. I'm like, no, I don't want. Like, I just don't have you. I don't know.
That's okay.
I'll never be a heel. Like, I can't. I think it's just not in my blood.
It's okay. I'm all right with it because I like being the heel. So more to come on that.
But yeah, stay tuned for that because we're gonna definitely do something. We're gonna somehow film it, and then whoever wins the belt, we'll just have that, and then. And then maybe we'll extend it out and, like, see if any of our friends want to play us. And we can kind of get them interested.
I wonder
in
who
it.
Would be – I asked his dad to play. But he
– Oh, my
he
dad has a neck
Has a
injury.
Neck injury. And he has, like, a legitimate –
He almost
like,
wanted to, though. He told me. He was like, you know, you said it. And I wanted to play.
I like
– But he's like, I can't. Yeah. My neck is killing me. And I'm like, no, don't hurt
no,
your
I
neck.
No, I don't want to hurt him. I don't want to hurt – Hurt my father-in-law.
Please don't hurt your neck any further.
It's like The Undertaker where you got a concussion fighting Brock right. Lesnar. Like, no, I don't want that to happen. But no, that to me would be like the ultimate though. If I could fight your dad.
Because
I don't know
that.
Anybody else who's better. Because I can beat my uncle now, so I know that. Like, there's.
Anyway.
Who? What's next for Finn Balor? But
let's see. Let's do a joke. Let's do Snickers Doodles.
Okay. Snickers Doodles.
So the other day.
We have a cat named Snickers. For those of you who do not know.
We want to make a skit. I definitely want to film this. Like, this is
necessary.
Like number one right now that I'm looking to put a cat on a camera.
I thought you were going to say number one on a cat right now.
On a cat. Well, the number one cat skit is right now.
Is our only cat
All you
skit.
Need to know is that we have a cat named Snickers. And for this joke, she can draw pictures like with crayons like
she doodles she makes
doodles if you will
she doodles and I made snickerdoodles the other day so the whole concept and I don't even know how to go into this but
no
like,
it's just a stand like
a
little
lemonade stand,
like a little
but,
kid's lemonade stand right. but it's for Snickers doodles and there's a sign on it
that says Snickers doodles
it says Snickers doodles and there's a picture of our cat Snickers, like in an apron, like with a with a chef hat, and it's pulling cookies out of the oven, probably, most likely Snickerdoodle cookies.
Snickerdoodle cookies.
Which, so that's the poster that you see when you walk up to Snickers Doodles.
Is this cat making me cookies?
Is a cat making cookies? And you're like, okay, that's cute.
I'm behind that.
So like a little kid drew this picture and like, oh,
the internet loves cats.
I like Snickerdoodle cookies. I'm gonna go to this stand.
I'm gonna support this local business.
And you get there, and it's gonna be like a guy comes up and he's like, oh, cool, Snickerdoodles. I love those cookies. And it's like, oh, how much? And it's like, well, how many do you want? I'm like, I don't know, three?
Three.
Okay. And it's like $5 for three. And we hand you pictures that are doodles that our cat Snickers drew.
Right.
So they're Snickers doodles.
Possessive tense. Snickers doodles. And then the guy like he takes and he's like, oh, okay. Well, can I take the cookies? It's like, yeah, those are free, man. What did you say? That's just a complimentary thing.
We have complimentary cookies at the front of the table. So when you walk up, you think they're the cookies are selling. What we're selling are the doodles by Snickers.
Yeah.
But what you get for free are Snickerdoodle cookies.
The Snickerdoodles are complimentary, but the Snickers doodles are what you're paying for.
It's like, why don't you just sell the cookies and give the doodles for free? No. That's not how we run a business around here.
The painting of Snickers baking cookies is what she painted.
It's
and
a
that's
Snickers
her doodle.
Doodle of Snickers making Snickers
doodles. Of Snickers making Snickers doodles. Snickerdoodles.
Snickerdoodles. Right. Snickers doodles. Of Snickers, I don't know.
We won.
I don't care. I thought this was the funniest joke, and I was on the floor crying, laughing at it, thinking of Snickers doodles. So
we could totally do this. Just make Snickers like it. Just walk up and.
Well,
like,
no, she wouldn't be involved.
No, why
she
can't we make Snickers do it?
Snickers is not gonna.
I'll just put some catnip on a chair, and she'll sit there.
She'll just sit there.
Yeah. Yeah, she will.
Oh, that's right. She was going to be there, but she just sat there like a cat.
Yeah, that's the funny part. So anyway, more to come on that. And actually, I feel like I'm kind of going to hand over the hot soup, if you will. And I should, because that is what it is. It's a good idea to you. I kind of don't really have a
I don't remember it.
Okay, well, what I remember...
The brief idea was that...
You would be in a... It's about a, so hit, it's a new joke, by the way. Yes.
Cut to a new joke. Go ahead.
We're getting our wetting our whistles here, just trying to get used to it. So, the whole idea is like a hidden camera show. And like, you're on the hidden camera show and you order soup. And when you order soup, somebody comes in and just punches you in the face.
No.
Right?
No, the guy...
Okay, that's why you should have said it.
I remember a guy running and he's screaming hot soup.
That's right.
He's like, hot soup coming through. And like, he always drops it all over himself.
Oh, that's right.
So he's just like running with hot soup. So the hidden camera show is other people's reaction to a guy running
with hot soup.
Be
there's
like,
no need
hot
to run.
Hot soup coming through. And he's running and then he slips on something or something hits him and it goes up and it pours all over him and he starts screaming.
What's the punch in the face part that I remember?
Maybe that was one of the things that made him fall. Like somebody just like clocks him and he just falls and it falls all over him. Like
clocks.
It was like a bunch of different things of somebody falling with hot soup. Hot soup.
Right.
And it was just like, hot soup coming through. And he's like,
and like the hidden camera is just the reaction of people.
It's just people reacting to somebody getting hot soup poured all over them. That was it. That was the joke. It was so stupid.
And everyone's like, oh my God, is this guy okay?
I remember it being funny that we had a guy running with hot soup and you thought it was hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
But just a guy running with hot soup and then it spilling all over because slapstick comedy is hilarious.
No, that's so Three Stooges. I love it. I totally forgot that that was the premise.
We were watching Wedding Singer last night and your favorite part's when Steve Buscemi falls off the curb and drops his drink.
No. And that's why, like, when people tell me about patients falling, they're like, oh, they slipped on their sock and they fell. I'm like, that's hilarious.
I know.
Don't let me ever see that happen.
So we'll do one more transition. So we're house hunting right now. We're hunting for houses. And we were looking back in the Berkshires, as we said earlier. We went for a trip and we're like, we kind of narrowed it down to a few towns that we like. Mm-hmm. And the next big trip will be flying back and looking specifically at houses. We're in touch with realtors and I'm like, this is really happening. Like, I'm an adult. I'm grown up. Like, I'm married and I'm going to buy a house. And it's really, really exciting. And it's also something that I never thought I'd be comfortable with. I was always like the kid that wanted to be a kid forever and never wanted to grow up. And this became something that, like, I'm really... Not just like contently going into. I'm like,
no, you're not being compliant.
I'm really excited. Like, I'm filled with so much
complacent.
Like, that's, I said compliant.
No. I said compliant. I meant to say you're not being complacent.
Okay. Did I say the wrong word again?
No, you didn't.
Okay.
I corrected myself.
All right. It's all right. But I guess I just want to say that I'm just very excited for this more than I think I've ever been excited for any big step in my life. Not just like moving out to Colorado was incredibly fun, but it was also scary. And any other big kind of risk I've ever taken has always been scary, like exciting, but scary. And I feel like just no fear for this. Like, there's no fear going in whatsoever. It's all happy excitement. It's
right.
Like, there's no, I don't feel like, oh, what if, like, none of that. Like, mm-hmm. I'm literally full, like, it's all, like, positive energy. It's all,
right.
Like, I'm looking forward to this more than I've ever looked forward to something.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt that, and I just wanted to say that.
Thank you. I think that it's because that we're, like, sharing it with each other and that we are, like, on the same page and we, like, have each other's back. Like, when you moved to Colorado, you moved out here by yourself.
Right.
When I moved, you know, to other states that I had moved to, like, I was by myself.
Right.
And
it's not just moving, it's buying a house. It's
right.
It's owning
a
house.
That is a daunting thing.
Because we could just move somewhere together and I would be like, okay,
yeah,
cool, we're just going to rent
fine.
A house.
That's
but,
fine.
Like, buying a house to me is, like, this, like, oh, my God, like, I'm going to own a
house.
It's a big
step.
Like, it's just really exciting.
It is exciting. And we're looking.
Because when I moved here, I had poop in my butt. And when you moved here, when you moved to Georgia, you had poop in your butt.
I had poop in my butt when I moved to Georgia. But when you moved here, you had poop in your butt. But then
I did have poop in
when
my
you
butt.
Got done having poop in your butt and I got done having poop in my butt, we're like, let's move together and get now, married.
And then we're going to buy a house. But we're not going to have poop in our butt when we go buy a house.
I think I just got all the poop out of my butt a few hours ago. So I think I'll be okay to go to Massachusetts. Yeah. So when you have poop in your butt,
usually
we discovered this in Massachusetts. Joe was being a little quanky. And I was like, do you need a poop? Like, what's wrong with you? You're kind of like a little cranky. I was like, do you have poop in your butt?
Do you poop in your butt?
So now that's a phrase.
Anytime being somebody's
like,
being
why
like,
are you being so weird and cranky?
Why are you being cranky?
Go take the poop out of your butt.
You know
please.
What? You probably have poop in your butt. And usually we're right. Like somebody, if it's like, if you're being agitated, like if you're being easily agitated.
Irritable.
You're probably going to want – you probably have to poop sometime. Sometime within the next, like, right. hour or two or something like that. It's like you got poop in your butt.
Dismiss this if you will, but check the times. Be honest with yourself. Like, when you're a little irritable, a little on edge, like, you're not hangry. Like, you probably have poop in your
probably
butt.
Probably poop in your butt.
There's probably a little poop in your butt that you didn't get out from before. And you're just –
get
you're
the
just,
poop out.
All the poop really makes all the difference. That's all I got to
say. So after the poop in your butt, let's just say that this is the end of this episode. And if anybody wants to be our guest –
dun, dun,
be
dun,
our
dun.
Guest. Be our guest.
Don't.
What is it? Put our
services. Service I can sing the whole
the
song
test.
For you.
Yeah, yeah, you know the
tie
words.
Tie your napkin around your neck, darling. We'll provide the rest. Yeah, I know. I know the whole song.
Disney lover Babu over here.
Yeah. Shout out Disney cast.
Disney lover Babu.
2007.
And then Natty says Babu.
Babu.
Yeah, that's she says Babu.
Oh, well, you gotta see the baboos.
She calls her Babu.
Babu.
Like the it was the cutest thing, I think, the whole trip back. My favorite thing was hearing Natty go, like, oh, is Babu coming? Like,
Babu.
Her own daughter.
I know.
Who
Barbara.
Everyone calls Babu, whose real name is Barbara.
Yeah.
Is Babu to her. Babu. Like, it was amazing. Anyway. That's our family. I'm
we
so happy that we're going to be moving
they're
closer to
them. They're
super
psyched for us, and we're excited to
it's
go gonna there.
It's
going
to be great.
And, yeah.
We get awesome. more Babu time.
More Babu time. More
search Babu apes.
Search Bonobo apes.
All right. Well, that's it.
So anyway,
that does it
what
for
we
us.
Were saying, if anybody wants to be on this show, if anybody wants to just hang out with us, we used to have guests all the time, but then a lot of people have poop in their butts. So
yeah,
like, if
true.
You can just
we've asked a lot of people. Most people have poop in their butt.
Take the poop out of your butt and be no really. We want to hang out. We don't care. It's our house. We have chicharrones. We have whatever. Just come hang out. And we'll just let you talk and talk about yourself. And we'll listen to you talk about yourself. And so will other people. That's what
tell
we
stories.
All want.
I like the storytelling aspect
storytelling,
of our show
jokes,
the most.
Riffing.
We should tell stories.
Spiffing and
riffing.
Because
that's what we do.
Yeah.
Spitting and riffing.
That's all right,
guys. I'm going to see if I can include some like music, like outro music. But for now, it's just going to end and it's going to be awkward. So this is the end of the cast, and it was nice talking to you guys.
Thanks so much, guys. Adios.
Goodbye.